Hey everyone, and welcome back to Real Talk 93.3. You're listening to Behind the Bush with Gussie and Haley Bush. And we would like to welcome our special guest on today's episode, Brandon Wepner. Brandon, welcome to our show. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Haley. Gussie.
So Brandon is a great friend of ours. We met him here in Aspen, I believe it was about a year ago, last Labor Day.
Yeah.
I think we got together. We kind of met over some mutual friends on Instagram with Brandon's from Siesta Key, Florida. And so our MTV show and Siesta Key had some same producers on it. And so we got kind of in touch with them and then got in touch with Brandon somehow. We started hitting it off. We met in Aspen.
Yeah, we have a bunch of mutual friends, we've realized.
Tons and great people. But right off the bat, I think we met at one of the local bars here, 7908, started drinking, having a good time, partying it up.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You don't necessarily ever expect to meet cool people, through Instagram, especially, these days. It can certainly be, pretty interesting. But, over the course of the past year and between a couple of relationships, finding ourselves at 7908 in Aspen, drinking cocktails together and having so many similarities in life and relationships, we've had a blast.
We have had a good time. Brandon's an outdoorsman. He loves to go fishing and boating around Sarasota, Florida. He likes to hunt just like us. I still have not made it over to Sarasota, which I'm going to definitely do either this fall or this winter, because he's been begging me to get out there and I'm dying to go check it out, because I just hear it's a blast.
Yeah, it'll be a good time to say the least. Sarasota's unique. It used to be the hidden gem of the West Coast, not so hidden anymore, but a lot of extracurricular activities that we all love.
What's some of your favorite things to do here in Aspen? Brandon was here for 4th of July. You frequent out here quite a bit. So what do you like to do out here?
Yeah, as my fiance would say, you always manifest what you like doing. And for years I went to Vail, Colorado, and my good buddy Doug told me I needed to come check Aspen out. We made it over here, I'd say about 4.5 years ago, and fell in love with it. And every year since then, we just find ourselves out here more and more. Almost now, seems like once every other month. So, between just hiking, fishing, kind of getting off the grid, taking a hiatus from everyday life, and being able to really just kind of get away from everything, Aspen's like the ultimate spot. Being farthest away from Denver and one of the highest towns in the mountain, it's definitely unique and it's real. There's a lot of places you can always go to find this type of an atmosphere, but Aspen's one of those that's super real and really a great time. Real people, they live here, and just kind of a unique atmosphere about the whole place.
It is. Aspen's such a great place. And you mentioned your fiance, Dr. Steph. I forgot to mention her.
We all love Dr. Steph.
She is amazing. She's a dentist down in Sarasota. So if anyone needs to get veneers or their teeth whitened, how can they get in touch with Steph?
I would say, check her out on Instagram at Dr. Steph, or her website, drsteph.com. It's DrSteph. She kind of adopted that after a lot of our good friends in Sarasota started calling her Doctor, because she's a female. And she is, she's certainly insane in the game that she's in. She's one of the best in, I wouldn't say just the town, but one of the best there is. Truly passion for the art that she does. Dr. Steph's definitely epic in many proportions. She loves to have a good time, loves Aspen.
She's also a great dancer.
Guys, when you meet Dr. Steph, it's amazing. She is the life of the party.
You can't not have fun when she's around.
The first night we went out, she was on the bar top just boot stomping, having a good time.
She knows how to command a room. And certainly she'll walk into place, and at the end of it, everybody knows her.
It's so crazy how she can party with the best of them and then also put some beautiful looking veneers in someone's mouth. You just don't get that all the time. Sometimes you get a person that can party a lot, and then in their business they're not that great, or vice versa. But she is amazing at both. Amazing.
Yeah, it's funny when we go out, she likes to ask people, "What do you think I do?" And she gets everything under the sun if you can imagine. But you know, when they find out that she's a cosmetic dentist, they're, you know, doesn't really match her personality. Until then, they all of a sudden realize that she's also a badass and, you know, can do all the above.
Yeah, she's coming into Aspen later this weekend, but I think when we get down to Florida, we might have to get her on the show. She could be a great person to have on the show to talk about dentistry and partying, all the above.
Yeah, I like to, you know, it's one of those things. I always say, like, so many parts of our lives are like Netflix series. You know, we start a tequila, you start, you know, a beer company, you start a TV show, and you sit back and think about, I mean, you know, the amount of things that end up happening just in the everyday. And if you could only have those on video or write a book about them, it would be pretty insane.
My goodness.
So true.
Talking about Netflix here, were you ever on the Siesta Key show? Did you tell me you did a little stint with that, or?
They're just mainly all my best friends. I mean, you know, over the past like 4 years, Sam and Juliet and a lot of people on the show have become my best friends since moving to Sarasota. I've been there like in Sarasota, Siesta Key area, like 9 years now, moved from Louisville, Kentucky, and, you know, met the whole gang, you know, a couple of years into my being there. And they're all really cool people, down to earth. And, you know, it's certainly interesting being like part of, you know, everybody's lives when they got like a show on the other side of the spectrum that they're trying to concentrate and be a part of. And, you know, I kind of like to stay in the background and, you know, have great friends and do cool things. And so it, you know, kind of works hand in hand.
Yeah. So what's going down and drinking some Hiatus tequila with those guys like? Do they really get after it like they do on the show, or are they a little more tame behind the scenes?
You know, I think that I'd say we get after it. I mean, the old our old saying these days is a bottle of 750 Hiatus tequila Blanco seems to be the fastest emptying bottle on the planet Earth. You know, every time you look at it, it's gone. So we certainly know how to go through tequila. You know, it, above and beyond, you know, our being good friends. I mean, the show that they are all on takes a lot of time, and I'd see them put a lot of effort into it. So, you know, when we get to hang out, you know, it's really nice, and we really appreciate, you know, like that time together. So we try to, you know, tear it up and do things we wouldn't usually do, and that usually includes drinking some good tequila.
Damn, that's awesome. Well, we're gonna dive into the tequila business after this commercial break. I can't wait to talk about the Hiatus. We got three bottles in front of us. I think we're gonna have to crack a glass and have a taste. And we will be right back talking about Hiatus right after the commercial break. You're listening to Behind the Bush on Real Talk 93.3, The Voice of Freedom. Stay tuned. I feel like I'm on the ball today.